Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9913, catalog number 9913.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Open your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms, the Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. 29 in the second verse of Psalms. Everybody has it? The Bible is strange. The Bible is strange. I'm just going to read the first verse, then the second one too, but the Bible is strange. Listen to what the first verse says, 29:1. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Somebody say you can't give him glory, but the Bible made a lie of him right there. Amen. Give him glory and strength. All his strength and glory belongs to him, but we can give it to him. Y'all know what that means, don't you? Whatever you doing, you ain't doing it on your own. Don't try to take his glory. Just give it to him. That's what he's talking about. You can't do it by yourself in your strength. Don't mean play those instruments, blow those instruments, beat those instruments, but the strength comes from the Lord. God can paralyze your hands. You ain't got no strength. Brother Cook can hit that keyboard, but if he ain't got no strength in his hands, he can't hit it. I don't care how many schools he's been trained to hit it. But God can paralyze him. Give his strength back to him. I mean, I don't care when you get through playing, if they're going to pat you on the back. Don't take his glory. See, give it back to him. Can't do nothing by yourself. I don't care how well you think you got it made. It's him. Paul fixed it so plain, in him we live, move, and have our being. In other words, you can't even say nothing without him. That's what folks miss when they come to church. They really go to sleep. What they miss. I'm serious. Miss. You miss God's power. You see nobody but you. But you don't see God's power. If you get up right now, it'll be because he allowed you to get up. So give his strength back to him. Listen at the second verse. Still talking about giving, right? Here, God got everything. What? Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his what? Oh, boy. Then it goes, it said, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, I'm going to shout already. We owe God.
Amen.
It's just said it right there. What do him? We in an everlasting debt. You can pay your house off. You through with the mortgage company. Pay your car, you do with the deal or the finance company, but you can never pay him off. The reason you can't pay him off, he keep a waking you up. After you pay your calls. He keep a watching over you all day long after you pay your house off. You can't pay him off. Don't you think you can pay him off? That means there ought to be no problem in giving him glory and praise in his holy name. You got to see what he done for you. If you can't see it, you'll never move.
Amen.
You'll be like a wooden Indian until Jesus call you. God Almighty. We owe this to God. He said, give glory what due to him. Now watch it now. What really do him? That's a good question. What really do? When do I pay it off? There ought to be a limit somewhere. It's no limit. Every time you get ready to go to bed, Lord, I thank you.
That's right.
You've been by my side all day long. And Heavenly Father, I didn't even do right. You still took care of me.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, I'm going to go to sleep. Let me go to sleep. And watch over me all night long. Yeah. And then when you wake you up, you got to get right back on your knees. Yeah, and say, Lord, Lord, you watched over me all night long.
Yeah.
You can't pay him off. Can't pay him off. You just got to know what he done for you. When you get down and knowing what he done for you, that you can't move except he let you move, ain't no harm and say, hallelujah. Ain't no harm and say, glory to God. He said, give glory that due him. Oh, my thought for the day is what? You know what it is? Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Because I see a lot of folk wasting their time in worship. Lord Almighty. A lot of folk playing church. You're wasting your time in worship. You're wasting your time in worship. Just like a father and a mother knows the children. I've been observing. Many of you are wasting your time in worship. Oh, boy. Wasting time worship. First of all, listen, you got to know who to worship. That's what you got to know who to worship. You'll be surprised, folks by the billion go to church, still don't know really who to worship. You got to know who to worship. We worship a true and a living God. But you got to know who to worship. I heard my son messaging. It's so true what he said. Sent a message to us and he said a lot of folks, unsaved folks, when they bring up the Lord's name, they say, oh my God. But a Christian will say, oh, Jesus. All right. See, an ungodly man say, oh, my God, but what God? Yeah. All right. What God you talking about? That's some little G God. But a saved person, no, you can't talk to the big G God except you go through Jesus. You got to know who to worship. And we let folk mess us up a lot of time because they said they said God. Ask them what God? Sometimes they don't want to bring up Jesus. And if they just say they worship God, the devil's a God. But God said, the big G God said, there's none beside him. He said, he the only true God. So if he the only true God, you got some little false one around. And I like the way God fixed the thing. God said, I know none other. I like that, boy. I know none other. Y'all may know some, but I don't know none. And if God doesn't know none, it just ain't no what? More. Listen at this. Listen. You know, I asked God about that. Brother Evan, I asked God about that. I said, hey, you said there's none other beside me. years ago. I said, but there's some more God. You got false gods. What about them gods? You know what God told me? God said, folks make gods.
All right. All right.
I don't make them. See, listen, you make your own God.
That's right.
If you don't want to serve me, you made your own God. But for them consumers, there's no other God besides me. So you'll be surprised that folks don't know who to worship. My sisters and my brothers, there's so many false religions that come in the land right now. And so many, they call themselves worshiping God Jehovah. They call themselves worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So many. But yet still, they leaving out Jesus. Listen, it's no way possible. I said possible. That a man can worship God, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, except they worship him through Jesus. I said, no way possible. One of the biggest mistakes, I know the fellow meant well. We put that slogan out, God is my co-pilot. That's a big mistake. You know, we don't know no better. The slogan sounds good. But you better watch the devil. I said, I don't believe he meant no harm. But folks don't learn better now. Who in God's word, they don't learn better. A co-pilot means co. Just in case the pilot not there. In other words, the pilot can drive the airplane without the co-pilot. But not only that, you've got to know what God he referring to. He may have with a big G, but he still could be talking about his father, the devil. Oh, tell me. But it's no mixture. It's no confusion. It's no cross up about your God when you say Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Y'all ain't say amen enough on that. You got to know who to worship. Sometimes they have the slogan on bumpers and they have the sayings on there and got Jesus' name, can't hardly see it. Sometimes they got it fancy. Bless her heart, I told Sister Vincent, she do our program. I said, Sister Vincent, I said, I want all Jesus' name to be plain and simple. Bless her heart, she do a good work. But I don't want it fancy. I will make sure that folk won't miss it.
Yeah.
Don't make that jet too fancy.
That's right. That's right.
Don't make it too fancy. Don't make it fancy. Make it plain and simple.
Yeah. Right,
where nobody won't miss it.
That's
the only way a man can worship God. He got to worship him through Jesus. If you call yourself worshiping God and don't recognize Jesus, you worshiping in vain. You wasting yourself in worship. I look at Jehovah's Witnesses, bless their hearts. And some of you follow them because you don't know no better. Don't even realize the scripture. One lady called me. I'm like, why are we always talking about other religions? I said, I'm a soul watcher.
Uh-huh.
I watch over souls. I'm got to let my folk know the false and the real.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And that's what's wrong. We get scared of bringing up false doctrine. I'll bring them up in a minute. My folks got to know the real and the false.
That's right.
They trying to go around Jesus to get to God. But you can't get to God except you go through Jesus. Jesus got it plain as day. He said, I am the way. Not a way, I am the way. I'm the way to God. That's what he's saying. I am the truth, not a truth. I'm the truth. I'm God's truth. And I am the life. I'm the life. I'm the only one can give life. And I give eternal life. But folks don't know who they are worshiping. Y'all had the Sunday school lesson this morning. The woman didn't even know who she was worshiping.
That's right.
Jesus said you worship it, but you don't know who you worship.
That's right.
Salvation is of the Jews. In other words, I am a Jew, and the salvation comes through the Jews by me.
That's right.
We know who we worship, he said, but you don't know who you even worship.
That's right. Amen.
And folks by the million go to places to worship, but they don't really know who they are worshiping.
Amen.
You'll be surprised, my sisters and my beloved brothers. You'll be surprised that so many church folk come worship pastors. You don't worship no pastor. They are die for the pastor. I don't care every other day, but they'll die for the pastor. That's who they worship. I don't care how real he may be. You don't worship no pastor. Some folk worship their denomination. They'll kill you for their denomination. And the Bible can tear their denomination up, and they'd rather stick to their denomination than to stick to God's word. That's what they worship. Don't know who to worship. They're wasting their worshiping. Wasting time in worshiping. Some folk come worship choir. This choir here is second to none. But don't you bow to them. Some folk worship buildings. You don't worship but nobody but who?
Jesus.
Nobody at New Bethlehem ought to be mistaken on that.
That's right. It shouldn't be. Jesus. All right.
There's nobody but Jesus here.
That's it.
And if you got a problem with Jesus, honey, you're going to get sick.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
I believe that. From the depth of my heart. You ain't got to believe what I believe in now. I believe that God used the wise men from the east to teach us what to worship or who to worship and how to worship. I believe it. I believe it. Listen to what I said now. What to worship, or who to worship, and how to. I believe he used those means. See, in the new building, I know where I'm at now. I'm stopped. I know where I'm at. See, in a new building, we got a place for babies. Ain't that right? I know where I'm at. I still know where I'm at. See, look, when the gospel going forth, everything ought to be listening. See, I just noticed when the baby started crying and folks started moving, everybody's eyes right there. Got a play for that. Thank God. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For a place like that.
Like
all right. So you got to know who to worship. I believe he got it fixed. Where we won't get crawled stuck. And who to worship. You'll be surprised here at New Bethlehem. A lot of folk don't know who to worship. And don't know how to worship. Get your Bibles. Make the devil mad. He can't stand the Bible. Look at, get my glasses here. Look at Matthew 2. Look at Matthew 2. Matthew, the second chapter. And I want Brother Griffin to read the first and second verse and skip the second verse. Skip the rest of the verse, get down to the 11th verse. Read 1 and 2 and then go down to 11 verse. Watch this now. I believe he using these wise men to teach us what to worship or who to worship and how to worship. Come on, read from the slow, but Griffin. Come on.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
All right. That's they come what?
To worship him.
Said they came to worship.
To worship
him.
Him.
All right. See, they came all the way from the east. And Brother Logan, watch this. They came a long way, number one.
Amen.
Just to do what?
Worship.
Who?
Him.
Hey, they didn't have no airplane. It was over 1,000 miles, theologians said, for where they traveled. They didn't have no boat. They didn't have no Jaguar. They didn't have no Mercedes, Cadillac, a Chevrolet, a Ford, all the rest of the cars. They came that far just to do what?
Worship.
Who?
Him.
Well, so many of us park next door to the church and don't have to do but just step 10 yards and won't go in and worship who? And so many got nothing but fine cars. They go to Mississippi, they go to Georgia, to buy clothes and all that stuff. But the church ain't but 2 blocks from them. And still don't come to worship who? These men came all the way from the east on camels. They got tired, they got sleepy, they rest. They went days trying to go to the place to worship who?
Him.
Who is him?
Jesus.
Don't go to sleep on me now. See your eyes getting a little dim on me. You got to stay awake. Hallelujah, you got to stay awake. I know you got to stay awake. I'm going to do like Fred Price. Here, y'all stand up a while. It's just too important. I'm around here studying around here all night and great big old steak dinner here. You going to sleep at the table. No, Lord. Wake up in here. Shoot. All this juicy steak and potatoes and a salad to go with it. Y'all around here sleep. If you're on medicine, all right. But if you ain't on no medicine, stay awake. I rebuke that sleepy devil right now in the name of Jesus. Now read the 11th verse. Except
and
you go to sleep on me. Come on.
When,
watch this now.
They were come into the house.
Watch this. They're going to go where Jesus is now.
Yeah.
Watch this.
They saw the young child.
Yeah.
Hold right there. First thing, when he walked in the house. Now go back to second verse. Now they come to worship who?
Him.
Yeah. All right. They knew who to worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he walked in the house, they saw who?
Him.
They didn't see Mary right there.
No,
their eyes went on Mary. It wasn't on Joseph. It wasn't on where he was. They saw who?
Him.
Sometimes when we come to church, woo, what a pretty church. Woo. They saw who? Him. They come to worship who? Him. They've got to know who to worship. Read on, brother. Watch this now.
With Mary, his mother.
Hey, with who?
Mary.
You don't worship Mary.
No, sir.
You don't worship Mary. And we got religion worshiping Mary. Don't be deceived. You've got to know who to worship. Thank God for Mary, but you don't worship Mary. That's false worshiping. You'll die and go to hell. Mary doesn't have saving power.
Amen.
It just said no man. Mary just said no man go to the Father except they come to her. She didn't say that.
No, she didn't say that.
It was the Son that burst from her.
Yes.
And that was who? Jesus. They recognized who they worship. They didn't get crossed up on Joseph and Mary. And this dream, he found this woman. Look how ignorant folks are. I don't hear too much about it now. But back up a year or two ago, you see where this lady supposed to see Virgin Mary. Folks by the thousand go to see her, to see Virgin Mary. Listen, y'all. Listen at me. Listen. Listen. She didn't see Virgin Mary. She saw a virgin devil. God ain't going to send Mary back here for her to worship her. Don't be deceived. The devil come as an angel of light. It ain't nothing but the devil look like Mary. He used his false preachers, his false pretenders. He used folks like that. And folks by the thousand go to flock to see that. Trust to bow down. You've got to know who to worship. Thank God for Mary. But Mary is in heaven just the happiest of lot. God ain't going to send Mary back here. You've got to go by what the Bible said. Even when John was on an island called Patmos, God let him saw some things he never saw before. God carried him up there. And there he saw a pretty angel. Angel was muscle looking pretty good. And John fell down. They worship the angel. Or whoever was, the elder. John, the angel said, wait, oh, don't you worship me. You bowing down to the wrong folks in now, buddy. No, get your guard straightened out here, John. I know I look good, but you ain't saw Jesus yet. You ain't saw Jesus yet. See? You got to know who to worship. Even Paul, them, when Paul was casting out devils and healing, them folk come running to Paul trying to make them a god. Paul, them tore their clothes off. They said, no, don't y'all worship us. Don't worship us. It's nobody but Jesus. It ain't none of us, it's Jesus. That's what John the Baptist said us last week. He said, now, I'm just here to decrease. I'm not the Christ. I'm not even worthy to stoop down to unlace his shoe lace. You don't worship nobody but Jesus. Don't be messed up. You got to know who to worship. Y'all, don't y'all agree with me that many folk come to church don't know who to worship? I love the way Shadrach, I ain't through yet, I know you got me. I know the way Shadrach and Meshach, they were just like them men. They knew who to worship. The old king said, you got to bow. God Almighty. All them thousands of folks. Neither Shadrach, neither said, at the music sound, when all the instruments sound, I want folks to bow down to my image. Bow down to him. And if nobody don't bow, anybody stand, don't be cast into the fire. Of the fire furnace. The furnace full of fire. Don't burn you up. And I'll make it 7 times hotter than I already got it. See, well, watch this now. They weren't used to falling down to images. They weren't trained. That means y'all train your child to love Jesus. That means y'all tell your children about Jesus. There's something about when you teach your child, I don't care when he leaves, he still got Jesus in him. They may stray away, but the Bible says he's going to come back somewhere. We ain't used to that. Some of the folk watching, everybody bowed, they all had their head down. Why they saw the three, they both had their head up. Uh-huh. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Like some folks in church, you know, tell everybody close your eyes. Some of them, I tell folks, somebody close your eyes. Some of them peeping out. Get your blessing. Be obedient. Get your own blessing. But evidently they saw 3 men, they had to bow because all of them bowed. And I don't know how he done it, but they must have looked back or done something. They were next side of them, or standing side of them, or done something. I don't know how he did it, but they saw somebody went bow.
Uh-huh.
They probably spotted, you know, looked up like that and saw him. That must be crazy, you know. Then they went and told the king, hey, king, you told all of us to bow, but there are 3 of them didn't bow. Bring them here. And guess who it was? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These folk hold offices. They hold positions in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. They supposed to hit the floor first. That's when leaders ought to follow first. That means I'm hard on my leaders. If you don't get it first, your followers ain't going to follow. Ain't that right? So you want to be a leading position, but you don't want to foot the responsibility. He said, bring them in. Shadrach, Meshach, I'm going to try you one more time. I'm going to give y'all a chance now. I'm going to give you a chance now. I'm going to hit the music, same thing. But I want you to bow. If you don't bow, I'm going to throw you in the fire furnace. They knew who to worship. They didn't get crossed up on who to worship. If I die, I ain't going to worship that. And that's the way we got to feel. Don't nobody wake you up but Jesus. That means Jesus said, be faithful unto death and not until death. For I bow, you just got to kill me. How many would do that right now? You'll test them. If Jesus walk in here right now, let me put it, if Clint will send out a decree and say, anybody that claim the name of Jesus or bring some kind of image in here and set it up and say, if everybody don't bow when I say bow, I'm going to kill every one of you that stands up. Now, how many will stand up? I love the loud. Let's see. It's easy to talk when anything going well with you. All these folks in here, I got to be 50 standing up. I said 50. I said, Miss Diggy, you don't love the Lord. Yeah, I love the Lord. I them, but I'm going to buy our baby. Hey. You're supposed to treat your God the same way. When you got a God that you trust and worship, that God ought to have power over you. Ain't no image got no power. What I'm bowing down to something with a big old head and can't even think. Ears and can't hear nothing. A nose and can't smell nothing. A mouth and can't talk. If the wind blow it down, he can't pick his own self up. What I'm following something like that for? A God can't wipe midnight tears. A God can't be everywhere at the same time. Right now, you got a God that you serve. You can talk to this God, and God will answer your prayer and heal your mom in New York. But if you serve an image and you talk to him, you got to put him on an airplane. I ain't gonna bow down to nothing can't help me in a time of need. I'm the one got to help him. He can't go nowhere. If I want him to go around and block him, gotta haul him up some kind of way. I hope y'all get my point. You got to have a God. Whoever you worship ought to have power. And ain't nobody got no power but God. And he said, ain't gonna bow. Uh-huh. Live forever, O King. Uh-huh. We ain't gonna bow. We ain't got to think over it. We ain't gonna bow. I ain't worried about it. I ain't careful about it. We ain't, matter of fact, we just ain't gonna bow. That's all. They got him. Watch this. See, when you stand up for God, he's standing up for you. They got him and tied him down across the town. Wrap him all up and And folks said, God took the heat out of the flame. No, he didn't. He didn't take no heat out of no flame. What really took place was, because the men that got them and threw them over in the fire, funny, they got killed themselves. They got burnt up. Because what? The flame, the fire, the heat was still in there then. But what really took place, Reverend? God owned the fire. He just told the fire don't bother them boys there. That's all he had to do, ain't it right? Told the wind, shh. Told the wind to hush. He owned everything. Number one thing, don't obey God. That us. So they didn't bow. They didn't know who to worship. Now notice now, I haven't got where I was. You got your book there. Now watch this now. See, when they got in the house, they recognized Jesus.
That's right.
When you come in here, you ought to recognize Jesus.
Amen.
Your mind ought to be on Jesus. That's why I told you, it ain't no problem to worship Jesus and praise his name if you know who to worship. See, you got to remember who take care of you. You got to remember who watched over you last night. You got to remember when you were sick and couldn't get well, it was only Jesus got you well. You got to remember when you got trapped and no way out, God brought you out. You got to remember who take care of you. If you forget about that, you'll never worship God. You'll never worship God. You'll never give him the worship and glory that do him. We owe God that. You owe God worship. It's the only God you owe worship to. Give him due glory. Did he say it right there?
Amen.
You owe that to him. I owe it to God. Everybody owe it. Everything in the world owe it to God. That means that let everything have breath. What? Praise the Lord. Because they can't do nothing without him. And some of us, oh, I must say, come to church like we Miss Diddy. Mr. Diddy, and ain't hear no nothing. Hear no nothing. If you don't bathe, you'll stink like everybody else. You know nothing. You ought to be thankful God spared your life. Folks getting killed every day. Somebody dying right now. Somebody getting killed right now. And here we know that we so serve. Walk in God's house. You know that like we serve. Ain't you glad to see me, God? God said, who is you? Oh, you know who you are. You've got to get out of that stuff. I'm not trying to make you worship God. You've got to have it on the inside. But don't you let folks mess you up. You've got to know what Jesus has done for you. You can't move except Jesus lets you move. So what the folks don't, what I care about what folks don't say. Folks will send you to hell. Know what Jesus, you got to know what he done for you. If you don't know what he done for you, you'll never worship God. You've got to know who to worship. And when you know what God done for you and who he is, ain't no problem worshiping God. All right, when they got in the house, they recognized who to worship. Read on, brother.
And fell down.
Hold right there. See, everything
counts. All right.
Everything counts. When they got there, they find out who they worship. They first of all, they come to worship, right? Yes, and when they got where the worshiping place was, who they going to worship, they done what they saw and recognized who to worship. Right. Now, they what? Fell. That means they got little. That means they got off their high horse. That means they got humble. Humility. They say, when you walk in here, we call it like big shots. Because we got a little service station. Got a hairdressing place. Got two little land down the country down in Boulder G somewhere, you know. Got $5 or $6 in the bank. You know, right there. And you ain't hear no nothing, baby. Honey, you ain't hear no nothing, brother. You ain't hear no nothing. You got to know the bow. You got to forget what you got and who I am. If you're going to worship Jesus. We ain't guaranteed to get home no more. Except God allow us, we'll never get there. They bowed down, they got lilt. They humbled themselves. God trying to teach us how to worship. They went to worship. They had to go a long way, but we don't want to go across the street. And number two, they know who to worship. And when they got there, they recognized who to worship. Now they're ready to worship. You ain't ready to worship until you get off your high horse. How much money you got in the bank? You ain't ready because somebody else make you spend it anyway. That's one thing. You ain't the only one to spend money. I'm talking about your own money. Somebody be in your big house before you know it. Huh? Kick the bucket and see. That house you don't took care of. And I know that house you don't took care of and worshiping and all like that, and now you're gone. And the very one you couldn't stand to go in and stay in your house. And not only wear your clothes. We ain't here know nothing. You got to get real. You got to bow. They bow down to the one to who they gonna worship. They bow. We start worshiping God. When we walk into the house, you ought to come here ready to worship. The crowd ought to crank you up. Crank you up. You ought to be already crunked up. Y'all got cranked up before you left home. Choir, hey, I love singing. Boy, I'm going to get up. But hey, choir ain't got to get me still. Because you're supposed to be singing along with him anyway. And I know what he done for me. I dare you to try. I just dare you to come to church one Sunday. Some of y'all who don't move. Lord have mercy. If you move, you may get that rheumatism out your hip. Your chest may stop hurting. Your head may stop hurting. Your stomach may get all right. These folks will mess you up. Folks in church will mess you up. Let them talk about you all they want to talk about you. You ought to recognize what God done for you. Now they don't bow down, they're ready to worship. You not ready to worship until you get real. You can't worship God puffed up. You can't worship God pride and proud, hooked up with yourself righteous. You can't worship God. Thank God gonna miss you.
I ain't gonna say amen. He can holler all he want. Hey, don't worry about it. He got amen already there.
That's when he put it there. Because you know you ain't gonna say amen. In other words, you can believe it if you want it. It's already true. It's already amen. Whether I believe it or not, it's already amen. God ain't out there begging for no amen. God ain't begging for no hallelujah. God ain't begging for no clapping hands. God ain't begging for no dancing for him. God ain't begging for no shouting for him. He ain't going to even miss us. God got angels. They doing it right now. I say right now. Right now. They got an angel around his throne saying, holy, holy. I don't know how fast they're saying it, but I know the Bible says they rest not day, not night, saying, holy, 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 in the morning, holy, all day long, holy, in the evening, holy, in a midnight hour. They don't get tired of that, go get no water. They keep on saying, holy, holy. They don't have to go to the bathroom. They keep on saying, holy, holy, holy. They ain't got an evening shift and a day shift. They keep on saying, holy, holy. He ain't going to miss nobody. They don't get tired. Will we ever say amen? Will we ever jump for God? Will we ever move for God? God ain't going to miss you. He ain't going to miss nobody. We don't prop God up. He prop us up. He's only somebody who's self-existent. He lean on his own self. He don't call nobody else to lean on. He said, I don't call nobody in to counsel me. I don't need no counseling. Nobody tell God what to do. So God ain't leaning on nobody. He been far enough to say to some, if I was hungry, I wouldn't ask y'all for a piece of bread. I don't need your bread. Everything you got belongs to me. The earth fits the Lord in the footing that there are. The world and they that dwell therein. God doesn't need us. But we need God. That's when y'all give him glory and praise all the time. They worship God. They got lip. You got to get small. You got to be the humble. The first thing, if you're going to follow Jesus, just what he said. If any man come after me, I don't care who he is, the background, status, white, black, rich, poor, sick, well. If any man come after me, the first thing he got to do is what? Deny himself. Get rid of himself. Because you can't follow me, stuck on yourself. Got 5 more minutes. Stick on yourself. Read that next to me. I got 5 more minutes.
and worshiped him.
Y'all see that now?
Yes, sir.
They bowed down. Y'all see how he teaches them how to worship?
Yes.
They know who to worship. They came a long way, right? They recognize who to worship. Didn't they do that? All right. Then they bowed down. Now they started what? That means getting humble. You ain't, this is a holy God we're dealing with. I don't care how well you think you are. This is a holy God. You've got to get little. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm so glad that you made provision for somebody like me to come here. To face a holy God. Get little. You'll get your blessing. Can't get no blessing with your chest poked out. God will take what you already gave you. Now, what's the next thing to do? Now they don't worship, it's time to pay some money.
Uh-huh. All right.
Don't walk out, stay here. He's trying to teach us how to what? Yeah. Worship. Teach us who to worship, or what to worship, and how to worship. Just to tell them how to worship.
Yeah.
That money you got in here.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to make too much of money. Well, God said, I'm going to tell the boss man, cut your pay.
All right.
I make too much money to tithe. Yeah. Well, tell the Lord, cut your pay.
Uh-huh.
If you're making too much money to tithe, you ought to be thankful. Reach next one, brother. What do you say? Before my time run out on.
And when they had opened their treasures.
Now they finna go in their pocketbooks. They ain't bringing no pennies out. Throwing God a quarter, 50 cents. And got $9,000 in your pocketbook. Read it. Go on, read it, brother. One more time.
They presented unto him. Gifts.
Gifts.
Gold.
Gold.
And frankincense.
Like everything.
And myrrh.
Y'all see that? Gold first.
Uh-huh.
Giving my best. In other words, I'm giving my 100. Huh? But we go and get the dollar. The dollar come to church more than anything. Every time the church door open, nothing but dollars. With one on it. But the dog raised, get them hundreds. With the hundreds on it, the 20s, the 50. But time to come in, here comes the dollar. Who you think gave the money to you? Why is it so hard to give God what do him? That's what worship is. Time to get through preaching. You want to pay some money? They pay some. You ain't no better than nobody else. He give you money too, don't he? He give you that job you got. But Rem, I stayed up midnight till got my education. He could have made you a fool. Who you think brains you got? Y'all got my point here now. He gave you the strength to stay up. He gave you the knowledge to get the lesson. As a matter of fact, don't brag now. You wake up, don't know the bathroom from the kitchen. Go down there, Bryce, and find out. I go down there all the time. A lot of educated folks down there. Got degrees. I said, have degrees. Degrees. Who you think gave you the brains? But now you're making too much of money to give God some. Look what God said. Look, I know we'll never understand this. I told y'all last Sunday. Just do what he said. It's more blessing to give. You can't understand that. It's more blessing to give than to receive. We can't see what my little mind, finite mind, flesh to think. I can't see that. You can't either. But just do what he said. When you do what he said, that's where the blessing comes in there. We can't understand that. Hey, it's more blessing to give than to receive. But we live in a G-E-T world. Everybody after what?
Yes.
But God says more blessing to give than to receive. I love a cheerful giver. I don't want you to give because you just got to give. Give because I told you to give. And if you give gradually, he said, I'm going to bless you the same way. Oh, my time out. Y'all know I can't get through with one message. Don't waste your time in worship. Next Sunday. Hallelujah. Let us all stand.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's be quiet and stand. Let's stand. Don't be disobedient. Just stand. If you're able to stand. Hallelujah. Play me a little soft music, if you will. God come to save us. When I'm dealing with worship, I'm dealing with the saints. Because a sinner can't worship God until he get to know who to worship. Now, if a sinner in this church, when I say sinner, I don't mean no harm. If you have to give Christ your life for your personal safety, give me a little music, brother. I can't hear nothing. If you haven't given your life to Christ, you lost. Now, you lost. Now, I mean, you're on your way to hell. If you haven't given your life to Christ for your personal sake, you're on your way to hell. Whether you believe that or not. See, well, I don't believe them. Well, hey, you ain't got to believe. It's true. Don't let the devil mess you up. You can't really worship God. Now, listen to me good now. If you ain't saved, you can't worship God. You can't worship God. How can you worship somebody you don't know? You've got to first give your life to Jesus Christ to worship God. I want to think about one more thing. What you come by here for ain't going to walk out here lost. Think now. What I come here for ain't going to come by here and go out lost. That's just like sitting down, you know, a big old meal there. You sit there just as home as you can be and then walk up and don't eat nothing. You left out just like you came in. That's where a sinner walk out upon the word of God. When you can eat the dinner right now by confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, you can be saved right now. Don't walk out here lost. Will you come now? Will you come now? Will you come now? If you want to come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. It's Jesus that keeps you. Will there be another? Will there be any more? Will you come now? Will there be any more? Will there be any more? Don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Come on, give your life to Jesus. Or whatever you want to come. You want to be a part of us? You come on. But if you lost, don't walk out here alone. Please don't. Come on now. Come on. God waiting on you. Come on. God waiting on you. God waiting on you. He waiting on you. I guarantee you, he waiting on you. My Savior, our Lord, our Maker, our Redeemer is waiting on you right now. If you lost, he waiting on you right now. I guarantee you. The devil said, don't move. That's what the devil said. But Jesus said, the Holy Ghost said, come on. You know you're lost. He said, come on, you know you're lost. That's God talking to you. But the devil said, wait till next Sunday. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till, that's the devil talking to you. Because the devil knows the day, any day can be your last day. And if you die out of Christ, you go to hell. That's all. You just go to hell. That's the only place God got for folks who don't give their life to him is hell. And you can miss hell right now if you come and give your life to Christ. Will you come now? If you say, I want you to be seated. If you save, I want you to be seated. If you lost, I want you to remain standing.